From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Cuba defends the breakup of its chief pro-democracy movement and rejects a US report criticizing Havana's human rights record. Haiti says the summary deportation of illegal workers from the Dominican Republic is inhumane. And should former Prime Minister A&R Robinson become president? That's the issue in Trinidad and Tobago. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Cuba has rejected a US State Department report which says human rights on the island have deteriorated. The survey carried out last year said Cuba remains a totalitarian anachronism marked by crackdowns on opposition groups. But today, government spokesman Miguel Alfonso described the report as merely a concept of Washington aimed at targeting President Castro.
It would be a gross exaggeration to infer that the case of Cuba merits a special treatment, not the one that every country in the world may merit in connection with the possible situations of human rights. As the High Commissioner of Human Rights for the United Nations has established a long time ago, there is ample room for improvement in the actual materialization of human rights in every country in the world, barring none, and including, of course, the United States.
The report also noted Havana's crackdown against the Concilio Cubano pro-democracy movement days before Cuba's Air Force shot down two planes flown by anti-Castro pilots last year. Miguel Alfonso said the breakup of that group was a direct response to dissidents breaking Cuba's laws.
If that is the point of departure, I think that no one in Cuba, be this a member of the so-called Concilio Cubano or any other Cuban, is exempted or has an immunity from penal persecution.